Spending a few minutes now with LaSalle men's basketball coach Ashley Howard as his squad gets ready to host Duquesne on Wednesday night. And coach, coming off a tough road loss to George Mason, that is a tough place to play down in Fairfax, Virginia. What were the takeaways from that 84-76 defeat for you?
We lost our edge a little bit on the defensive end. You know, the last 2 weeks or so, we've really done a good job of defending and holding our teams to our opponents to below 41% from the floor, and you know nothing more than 65 points for the game, and then we gave up 84 to George Mason. But we have to give Mason a lot of credit. I thought that they did a really good job offensively, putting us in some difficult situations, and it's just a situation that we can learn from and get better.
You started the season 0-10. Since then, a very good 7-5, even with that Mason loss factored in. What is the biggest difference? What's allowed you to go from that rough start to becoming a very difficult team to handle once you got into conference play here?
It's been the defensive end. I think we've done a much better job of just remaining connected, throughout the course of the game defensively, not allowing our opponents to get any easy baskets in transition, and trying to do a good job of defending the 3-point line. And then the other part of it has been, in all honesty, like our guys' attitudes and their commitment to getting better every day has enabled us to improve our offense. So, our shooting percentages in conference play are really good. I think we lead the Atlantic 10 in 3-point field goal percentage. So, and we take a lot of threes. So, that's a stat that that we take some pride in, and hopefully we can continue to develop that way.
Was there a moment, a game, a practice where you really felt like the group had kind of turned the corner?
When we played at VCU, in the first half of that game, VCU was a tough place to play. We had those guys down 18 points in the first half at VCU, and at that moment, I said, these guys are starting to get it, because we came off a good win at UMass against a tough UMass team, and then going down to VCU, who's probably on paper the best team in our league this year, and to have those guys down 18 at home, it was like, all right, these guys are buying in, and they're starting to believe in each other. So that was the moment where I knew that we had a chance to turn things around a little bit.
So let's look ahead now. Duquesne coming to town on Wednesday night. Duke's having a fine season, 16-8, and it looks like they're going to bring a pretty balanced attack. I don't think anyone averages more than like 12.5, but they got six players averaging more than seven. How do you try to go about stopping a team that can kind of bring it from all different positions?
I think the key is to limit our turnovers. I think Duquesne does a fantastic job of getting out in transition and getting easy baskets, right? And, the one thing we want to do is we don't want to, give them easy opportunities to score. We want them to have to work and earn every basket they get. So, it starts with taking care of the ball on the offensive end, and then on the defensive end, limiting them to one-shot possession. They do a great job of offensive rebounding. A lot of their offense is generated on, offensive rebounds, finishing, kicking out for threes, and we want to try to limit them to one shot possessions the best we can.
And final question: it was a rough start. I think you lost your first eight at home, but since then you've won your last two at Gola. And how big is it to start putting those wins together at home to turn Gola into a place that other teams don't want to come into?
It goes hand in hand. We lost some tough ones early in the year, and we had some excitement early on, and then you sort of kind of lose the buzz a little bit in your home arena after you lose a couple, and now we've won a couple, so hopefully we can get that buzz back and get the support of our student body back so that we can make Gola a tough place to play. But know, I'm just proud of our guys and their resilience as the season's going on to not, you know, rely on, you know, the atmosphere to dictate, you know, their energy level and their attention to playing for each other, you know, and hopefully now that we've won a couple at home, like we can get that home court advantage back. That'll give us a little extra incentive to go out there and play hard in front of our fans and alumni.